your lucky shirt yesterday.
Yeah, I had to, and I've switched it up today. I went to the other one because I got two of them. Because you know you don't want to start smelling. But
you do have two of those.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do.
They're different.
You got two Braves short sleeve hoodies.
Well, so he wore one of his Braves shirts yesterday, mm-hmm. or hoodie, short sleeve hoodies. He's got the other one on today, and maybe you had something to do. Probably not.
No, I had nothing to do with it.
5-1 win over the
Mets.
A little
upset that they won yesterday, and you didn't wear the same one.
Well, I just thought it was kind of. Oh. I had to wear the same one back in here. I figured I'd rotate them. They've both done well in their time.
Yeah. Mike likes to shame people for their,
Well, put it this way.
Possible outfits. Or was that Day Day that shamed me?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I think Day Day shamed me because I wore the
same. I'm the last person
to
shame somebody over an outfit, I can tell you that.
It was Day Day. I confused my.
I am not what you would call fashion forward.
Well, Mike, are you superstitious? Is that what I'm getting for you? Oh, okay.
100%. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. You have a Braves hat on? What did you wear yesterday?
I got a red bobber hat today. I wore a camo hat. Mike has a race hat. Yeah, you're right. I wore my Buckhead Butcher Shop hat yesterday. It went. I like it. Goes better because that other Braves hoodie is the ATL Connect color scheme. So it's like the Hank Aaron color scheme.
Yeah.
And this is more traditional. This is a 100-game winning hoodie, by the way, because they won 100 games of this last year.
To Tiff's point, I had this hat on yesterday, and I'm wearing this hat again today because, you know, I think that you have to have continuity in this game.
Well, I'm wearing shoes, underwear, and a Braves hoodie again.
I don't know.
You got Braves underwear on?
I don't know what Michael Harris or Money Mike is doing. If he's doing the continuity thing with the outfit, maybe lucky socks, but whatever it is, it's working. He had 3 hits yesterday, including a solo home run.
Out to left field, pretty deep. That's going to keep going, and it's going to get out of here. Michael Harris, a single, a double, and now a homer, and it's only the 4th inning.
It was only the 4th. That was Brandon Godden on the call, courtesy Valley Sports.
Yeah, triple away from the cycle. That's as impressive as a home run as I've seen from Michael Harris because of where it went. He went 422 feet to left field. He went oppo on that one. That wasn't even the most impressive thing he did last night. The most impressive thing he did if you want to really get down to it, was the catch he made against a little Acuna, which is Ronald Acuna Jr., Jr.'s little brother.
I know. It's just
because I don't know if it's Luis Angel, but I think that's how you pronounce his name. But you can call him Louis or you can call him little Acuna. I call him little Acuna because he's baby Acuna.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but he was. But all
that sounded so Ricky Bobby Ricky. It was just.
Well, I couldn't. Baby. When Tua's brother first came up and was at Alabama and he was being recruited, I called him Baby Tua because it was. I didn't want to butcher his name, and because his name is a little bit
Talia.
Yeah, is a little bit was, but it was. It's longer than that, right? That's just how they. That's the shortened version of it, right?
Not that I know of.
But anyways. So I did not pronounce it, so I call him Baby Tua. What Harris did last night going 3-for-4 to me wasn't the most impressive thing the Braves had last night as far as performances.
Schwellenbach?
Schwelly.
Without a doubt.
Schwelly. Yeah. Go ahead and talk to us about it.
He was dealing. He threw seven pitches in the first inning. He did grind a little bit in the second inning. But that said, look, I think we need to talk about the truth with this. Is this was not a ho-hum performance. This is one of the hottest teams in baseball. Was what the Mets came in at. They just took, 3-4, I think, from the Phillies. Schwellenbach, 7 innings of 3-hit ball. He only struck out 4, only walked 1. He did give up the home run in the 7th, but he only threw like 87 pitches last night, and 62 of those were strikes. He was utterly dominant.
Yeah, well, and I think just as big a deal as what the pitch count is, specifically for a guy like that, is the fact that you get through 7 innings. When he's been a guy that, you know, he can give you 5 with 1 earned, and that's kind of been a good start for him. He gets through 7 last night with that low pitch count, really saves the bullpen. And I'll be honest, I don't know how big of a deal it is that he saved the bullpen with the impending weather, but otherwise in a series like this, and when you're really putting all arms forward towards the end of the year, that's a massive start for him to step into that situation and cover as much ground as he did in terms of going top to bottom of that Mets roster.
And we talked to the legend John Smoltz on our show yesterday, and he expected this from Schwellenbach. He also told us that this game against the Mets was going to be like a game 7, and Schwellenbach had the same approach.
I mean, the juices were definitely flowing. We got 5 more games left. need every single one of them. This is basically the playoffs starting now for us. So we need wins, and that's what we did tonight.
Yeah, it's exactly the way he pitched. It's the way they hit. The crowd at Truist last night, it felt like a playoff game atmosphere. The best thing that I've heard about Spencer Schwellenbach was Brian Snitker yesterday on the Steakhouse. And he talked about how impressed he was with him. But then Snitker goes, and Steak, I've always been enjoyed and been impressed with Steak as an interviewer, but Steak pressed him a little bit, and he's like, oh, I don't know. Hell, I didn't even know who he was. Hey, you mean he goes, he was an A-ball guy. Because I didn't even know who he was when he came to spring training with us.
Yeah, why would he? Honestly.
And guess what? You didn't know, and you didn't know, and Dylan didn't know, and Data didn't know, and I didn't know who Spencer Schwellenbach was in March and in February. And none of you in your cars did unless you just really love reading about prospects, which there's probably a couple of guys out there that they did. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that you knew Spencer Schwellenbach would be, to me, the second best pitcher since July in this rotation, then you're a flat-out liar. And all capital letters. It has been unbelievable. And this guy didn't get called up, guys, to like the beginning of June.
It's an incredible and really good feel-good story in baseball. You mentioning that, you know, Snit didn't know, none of us knew. But Snit, being around him now throughout the season, he definitely knows now.
I mean, he's kind of getting like one of those guys that's not going to surprise me ever. And the situation and how he handles himself, the game doesn't speed up on him. He's probably more pissed that he didn't make a couple of those plays than anything.
After hearing Snit talk there, after hearing Snit talk on the Steakhouse, Mike, if this team was to make the playoffs, Snit said something. First off, don't even think about how they line this rotation up for this series. But he said, yeah, you know, you always feel good when you get in a series when you got guys like Sell and Fried and Schwellenbach going.
Yeah. And honestly, it kind of makes me sick to my stomach because 3 or 4 days ago, I'm sitting here looking at how it lines up with the, you know, hopefully impending playoffs and everything else. Then the weather coming in is going to throw everything into a straight-up cyclone for the next few days for the Braves. And the thought of them having their entire season on the line on a possible doubleheader on a Monday with the pitching situation that could bring forth makes me kind of sick. But with that being said, that's when you need guys like a Spencer Schwellenbach to step into that situation and get it done. So I don't know, man. And I don't think the Snicker can say enough good things, but I'm with him when I say that there's just – I don't know that I'm even surprised anymore at what Schwellenbach does. He's so cool, calm, and collected. I think after two starts we had John Smoltz on, and he was saying the same things. And here we are, you know, months later, still talking about that kind of persona and the attitude that a guy like that brings onto the hill. He just has that young swagger about him to where it's not like – you know, rookies come up and they're all energetic and they're gritty and it's like, you know, fist pump and everything else. And he has some of that emotion. But, man, he has learned in short order to kind of keep that in check in these big situations.
If something happened where you had to push everything back and you had to play some kind of doubleheader on Monday or even a game on Monday, the thing I'll say is that Ronaldo Lopez threw off a mound yesterday. He's eligible. Whether he's ready or not, he's eligible to come off on Thursday. Maybe you could get him some type of work, whether what a simulated game or whatever. And if you did make the postseason, if you happen to be there, he might have to be the guy that would start for you on a Tuesday game.